Hi, but today we'll be interviewing on medical history in our rural community. Please tell us your name and age.
My name is Edna Jones Mount, also known as Miss Cricket, and I am a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, ma'am. And your age, please?
I am 80 years old.
Oh, wow. Where did you grow up? Were you in a farming area, a small town, or a large town?
I was in a farming area, which I was born just outside of Bailey in a little place called Mount Pleasant Community.
Did you have a large or small family? Were extended family members present?
I had a medium family. I would call four a medium family, two girls and two boys.
Yes, ma'am.
But at the same time, I had a large family. My mother was the only girl of five boys. She had five brothers. And of those five brothers, three of those brothers had 10 children each.
Mm.
I lived basically with my grandmother and my mother up until my grandmother passed away. And my mother's father passed away when my mother was only 5 years old. So my grandmother remarried again with this gentleman who had four girls and two boys. And I was reared up in the house with them as well. We became one big happy family.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
What do you remember about being sick or having family members becoming sick or ill? Do you remember any childhood illnesses?
Yes, I remember chicken pox. I remember measles. I remember whooping cough. And now those three that I really remember because I had all three.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you receive medical treatment? Was this the same for other family members?
It was all the same for the same family members because at that time we were poor. P-O-O-R, poor. We knew that there was someone called a doctor, but we did not know what that person looked like because we never went to a doctor. We were doctored with home remedies from my grandmother and my mother and a lot of my older aunts and uncles who knew home remedies. And I can guarantee you that they worked. They kept me here for 80 years.
That's right. Was there a particular health care provider that you remember? What characteristics would you list about this person? Was this person a professional health care provider or someone in the local area with formal training?
Well, I remember one doctor who was professional. He was in Spring Hope, North Carolina. And his name was Dr. Vanian. I went to Dr. Van at age 13 because I thought it was my appendix, and there was no home remedy that was giving me any ease, so my grandmother took me there, and he discovered that I had a bad right kidney, and his suggestion was to me to not drink anything with acid in it. To be truthful, I never stopped, and I still have that kidney, but I do have lower back pain on that side.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What medicines do you remember that were used in your household?
I remember we used turpentine, we used castor oil, we used herbs from the woods, we used a herb that we grew around we had running water because we had to run outside to the well to draw a bucket of water, and around that well they had a herb called catnip tea. And that was used for an upset stomach. You would go out and pluck a few leaves off of that bush that was around the well, wash them off, and you put them in a cup, a coffee cup, boil water and pour it over the leaves and let them stay for just a few minutes, and you take the leaves out and you would drink the water, in a few minutes, your upset stomach was gone.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember any special home remedies, specific products such as medicines, honey, tea, peppermint, whiskey, or family traditions for special treatments such as steam for coughs, neti pots for cleaning sinuses?
Well, let me say this about, I'm going to start with whiskey. Whiskey was a medicine that one particular illness you may have would have been asthma. If you would take a pint of white whiskey, put 12 bare aspirins in that bottle of whiskey, and once you started to wheeze, give that bottle a good shake and take a tablespoon and pour it in there and take that, boom, your asthma was gone. It cured the asthma in my step-grandfather. And we had castor oil. If you had a cold, you would take the castor oil, a teaspoonful, and take that. And that would work the cold out of your system. Mm-hmm. Whereas of today, the medication we take, it dries it up in your system. That's what causes arthritis. Because the cold has not been worked out of your system, it settles around the joints of your bones. And that's where it stays until you have another cold. And when you have another cold, that cold will go wake that cold up, and those two will get together, and they'll have a good time in your body.
So you believe that old remedies are better than ones today?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Old remedies to back when we had then were better than the what we have today. The only thing today is that we have enhanced and added to the old home remedies and gave them another name.
Did you have any illnesses for which there are now vaccines? What do you remember about receiving any vaccinations?
The only vaccination I ever received, and I'm not sure if I can still see the spot on my arm now, was when I started the school, we had to get vaccinated. That was the only time that I had had a needle anywhere close to my flesh. That was called a vaccination to start to school.
Right.
And I'm trying to think of any other.
Do you know what those vaccinations were for?
They were to ward off germs such as measles, chicken pox, all of the diseases that were prevalent during that time, that was to keep you from getting those diseases.
Right.
And that was recommended by the state, not the grandmother, grandma, grandpa, or the teachers. It was recommended by the state. It came down from the state that all children had to be vaccinated that started to school.
Right. What medical advancement or medical treatment discovery has had the greatest impact on you?
That it had the greatest impact on me? I don't know about medicine, but I do know of a machine. And that is an x-ray machine. You can tell the doctor what's wrong with you and how you feel, and the doctor only knows what you tell him. Then from what his studies are, they will go from that to prescribe a medication for you. But whenever you have an x-ray, that takes a picture of what's going on the inside of you. Then the doctor will put it on a screen with his medical expertise. He will discover out what's wrong with you. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. So, Ms. N, is there any other comments or anything you'd like to add today to these questions?
There's a whole lot, but time is too short. Mm-hmm. I remember that doctors made house calls. But now you have to make an appointment. They would make house calls. I remember that children were not born in hospitals. They were born at home. They had someone they called a midwife who would come when it was time for the baby to be born. The midwife would come. And I can remember It was kind of funny as I think about it now. It was a big white bed sheet with all the sterilized equipment that she had to use on the mother. It was all tied up in that. But they would not let the children come near that room where the baby was being born. And the babies would not open their eyes for at least a month. And now they come here looking to say, oh, have I been here before? Seemed like I've seen you before. But they would keep their eyes closed for a whole month. That's what babies would do. Because they were not in a hospital. And when they cut the umbilical cord, they would take a white piece of material, like a sheet, a pillowcase, cut a piece out of that, lay it on a wood stove, and what they would call scorch it, it would burn it, brown it. And then they would come and put that on the baby's navel, where the umbilical cord was cut. Mm-hmm. They would take another piece of material and tie it all the way around and let it stay on there until that part of the umbilical cord healed up, then it would fall off. Then they could take that off mm-hmm. of the baby. Any more questions?
No, ma'am. Is anything, any more comments?
There's so many going around in my head right now until I can't remember which one I really, really, really wanted to ask. But I would like to make this clear. I do not want anyone to think or believe that I do not believe in a doctor, which I do. Because of everything that we have on earth, it had to have had at a beginning. Mm-hmm. But as time went on, people learned how to enhance it, to upgrade it, until we've gotten to the place now that we put all of the old home remedies on the back burner, or more or less threw them out the back door. Now, if you had a temperature, mm-hmm. take an onion, cut a slice off, two slices, put it right under the bottom of your feet and put on a pair of socks. In a few seconds, your temperature is gone. And when you pull the sock off, the onion that was in the sock looked like it had been boiled in hot water. And there's another one that if you have, we have all the things that we need right in our house, but we don't know how to use them. And that is one of the reasons that I would recommend to anybody to get the country doctor handbook, because there is quite a few things in here that I myself, how to lower cholesterol. That's with tomato juice. And I know this to be a fact because I have cramped muscles in my legs. You can either buy tonic water from the grocery store, but the main thing, go in the kitchen or refrigerator and get the mustard jar out and get you a teaspoon full of mustard and eat it. A few minutes, your cramps are gone. Now that works. And if you have dandruff in your hair, before you wash your hair, take salt that you sprinkle on your food, put it on your head and rub it all in your hair. Rub it in there real, real good and go on and wash your hair. Or you can wait after you wash your hair and rinse it, you can rub you some salt in your hair. You will not have any dandruff, okay? And a horseradish fights tooth decay. And it makes you have pearly white teeth. Okay, you wanna know what's good for kidney stones?
What's that?
Eat a lot of bananas. And if you have toothache and your gums are swollen, back in my day, we did not have tea bags. We had just a tea in a loose bag and you had to take so much out and boil it. My grandmother would take a little piece of white material and make a little pocket, and fill it with tea, sew it up at the end, and put it in some water with it, and put it in our mouth. Take away the swelling of the toothache. Also take away the toothache. And for the men, prostate cancer, eat pumpkin seeds. And a lot of the things that I'm telling you now, that you can find them at herbal stores, because if I had to go into the woods now, as I did as a little girl, to try to look for what we had together to bring home for them to mix together for us, I might give you some poison because I don't know what it looks like now. It's been that long. But these remedies, they do work, and there is quite a few in this book that I even folded the pages to even let you know. If you can't stand the heat, don't get out of the kitchen. Just pop an ice cube in your mouth to cool off, or sip on a chill beverage. Wherever you feel a hot flash coming on, keep cool with something cool. And that's for we women with the hot flashes. And maybe, let me see another one. Oh, just 1/4 of a 1 teaspoonful of cinnamon every day could be enough to help control blood sugar and avoid diabetes. That's right in your kitchen.
That's right.
Everything you need is right in your house. And one of the reasons that we are sick today and stay sick is because of the herbicides and all of the preservatives that you put into your food. That's what's making you sick today. Because see, when I was growing up, we had a garden. We ate straight from the garden. There was not a lot of herbicides. There was no preservatives. My mother canned. She canned tomatoes. I mean, anything that you ate, she knew how to put it in a jar and saved it. And only thing that she would put in there would be 1 teaspoonful of sugar. I mean, not sugar, salt. And you could keep year after year, and it would still be good. And now, the reason is because we have so much of these chemicals in our foods before we eat them. And I must say this, young ladies now at 10 and 11 years old look like they are grown women. Why? Because they eat too much of McDonald's and Hardee's. Not trying to put y'all out of business, but I'm just telling the truth. Those things are full of chemicals. We had pigs. Now, they have to give them shots. They give them steroid shots and all this. You take an egg. I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, but I know they're both here. Today it's an egg. Tomorrow it's a baby chick. The next day it's on your table. And when you're eating all those hormones that they are feeding these animals, do you not know you are getting part of those hormones in your body? And that's why you going out looking like a Goodyear blimp. I mean, it may sound silly, but I love to laugh as I go and make sure that I make sense in what I'm saying. But that's what our problem is we are what we eat.
Right.
So I don't think of anything else right now that I could add.
Well, thank you, Miss Edna.
Thank you.